Last summer, our young women had a burning question. They wanted to know what the official position of the church was relative to swimsuits. Rather than give them an answer that we were inclined to give them ourselves, we determined that we'd be wiser as their leaders to turn them to the source. They could ask. They could find out for themselves and have a process and an understanding of how it feels and how it works to seek and to get information from heaven personally so that they could replicate that process later in their lives.
When we first started out, I just thought, well, okay, it's just another assignment to take home and study on.
This experience has helped me come closer to Heavenly Father.
And it'll help me too when I'm older with my own daughters. As soon as I started really searching for the answer, it came really quickly.
As we looked at this from a doctrinal point of view, there was no more fundamental source than the scriptures.
At first, I really tried to find the answer in the scriptures, and it didn't seem to be there. But as I got deeper into the subject, I felt myself wanting to learn more and find out more. I kept on finding all these scriptures about modesty, like a virtuous woman is modest, and at first that didn't make sense to me. And then prayer, I was kind of expecting specific answers through prayer, and I wasn't getting them. And then as I realized, like after I got my answer, I realized that prayer just brought the Spirit, and that the scriptures did have the answer all along, that it was more of an attitude.
I've gotten some answers, but they weren't very specific, of course, because I always have to do my part and learn for myself.
And I was expecting to be told, like, this is what you can wear, this is what you can't wear, because I didn't want it to be like that, because then it was my choice, and I didn't have the exact rules. But I actually am really grateful now that that is the answer that I got, because I think that's much more applicable to all the girls around the world.
I just felt myself becoming closer to my Heavenly Father, and my heart just grew, and especially with these girls, you know, finding out, you know, everything that they went through to find their answers just made my heart swell for all of them. Like, I have so much love for all of them.
As we engaged in this process together and shared our hearts and received inspiration and felt the effect of the Spirit, we became something different. They learned that Heavenly Father cares about what they care about. They learned that He loves them. They learned that whatever they ask, He'll listen and He'll answer.
I think through this process, I've kind of realized that getting answers is not just a once in a lifetime thing, that it's something that I can use all the time. And in order to get those answers, I have to be steadfast in saying my prayers and in reading my scriptures and continuously keep that Spirit with me.
I can pray to Him whenever I need to. And He is there for me no matter what. He is always by me, and He is always, you know, helping me through every situation.
Whenever I feel sad or whenever I need help, I can always ask Him. And
I know who I am, and I know what I stand for, and I know how I feel when I wear the right kind of clothing, and I know that if I dress modestly, that I can be closer to my Heavenly Father and closer to the Spirit.
It's an amazing realization when you look back, like through my journal, and to find out that almost every day I've had prayers and answered, and my questions answered through the Lord.
We can find truth in the scriptures, the teachings of the prophets, the instructions from our parents, and the inspiration that comes to us as we bend our knees and seek the help of God. Sometimes the best answers that young people can get to the questions of life are found when they are upon their knees, calling upon our Heavenly Father. And I testify that if they will remember that the Lord is mindful of them and will answer their prayers, they will be able to meet every challenge that comes to them.